Today's episode of the Axiom Creative Podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks. Join the 24 million people who have used FreshBooks. Try it free for 30 days with no catch and no credit card required. All you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter Accidental Creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Hey everyone, welcome to the Axiom Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. How do you stay on course day after day after day, especially when you're doing long arc creative work? You know, many of us do projects that span over at least weeks, if not months, or maybe even years. So how do you keep yourself personally on track, on course, engaged, focused, motivated, ready to go every single day when you have so much work ahead of you? But frankly, also when you have so much work behind you, you have so much legacy work behind you, how do you make sure that you're still on course? Well, today I want to share with you a very simple daily practice for keeping yourself on course, making sure that you're engaging your work in the way that you are uniquely capable of doing. Before we jump in, a couple of things. First of all, if you would like to receive a weekly leadership tip from me, just a quick principle tip, conversation you can have, something you can do today to make you a better leader of, especially of creative teams, jump on the leader list. Visit toddhenry.com/leader and you'll get just a very quick, simple principle tip idea once a week for 52 weeks. That's it. And it's just a great way to calibrate yourself every week around healthy leadership principles. Again, that's toddhenry.com/leader. Also, today's episode is brought to you by one of our favorite sponsors. It's FreshBooks. So listen, small business owners, you know that starting a small business is no small feat. It takes a tremendous amount of effort. I mean, late nights, early mornings, all-nighters, you are out there scrambling, you're making it up as you go, you're trying to figure it out, you're trying to, as they say, you're trying to build the bicycle as you're riding it, right? It's really difficult to launch a successful small business. So once you get your business up and running, why not make things a little easier? FreshBooks is the solution. FreshBooks invoicing and accounting software is designed specifically for small business owners. It's simple, it's intuitive, and it keeps you way more organized than a dusty shoebox filled with crumpled receipts. You can create and send professional-looking invoices in about 30 seconds. You can get them paid up to 2 times faster with automated online payments. No more wondering if the check is in the mail. You're going to know if they've seen your invoice. You're going to know if they've paid your invoice and when your payment is going to arrive. It is so easy and it streamlines your receivables process. File expenses even quicker. You can keep them perfectly organized for tax time. And the best part is that FreshBooks can grow right alongside your business. You'll always have the tools you need when you need them without ever having to learn the ins and outs of accounting. If you have a small business, if you have to invoice people routinely, if you have expenses you have to track, FreshBooks is absolutely, unquestionably the tool that you need to put in your arsenal to give you a bit of your sanity back as a small business owner. Join the 24 million people who have used FreshBooks. Try it free for 30 days with no catch and no credit card required. All you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section to get started. We thank FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, I'm going to read to you a little bit from my book, Die Empty. This is from a chapter called Live Empty. There's a tense scene in the movie Apollo 13 that's based on the actual events of the near disastrous Apollo 13 mission, in which 3 astronauts are stranded hopelessly in space trying to make it back to Earth after a failed lunar landing. And they only have a few minutes to fire the rockets on their space capsule to realign its course with the needed reentry trajectory. So it's a really tense scene. If they are even marginally off in their efforts, they will burn up in the Earth's atmosphere, or they'll bounce right off of it into space forever. Because they had insufficient power to activate their guidance system, their only means of checking the accuracy of their efforts was to keep the Earth visible in a tiny window in the side of the craft. And in the movie version, I don't know how things went down in real life, but in the movie version of the events, all is almost lost when the Earth slips momentarily out of sight, you know, out of the window, only to suddenly reappear at the last moment, proving that their realignment was successful. Navigation toward our objectives, toward our long arc objectives, is very much like firing our navigational rockets, trying to stay in alignment while keeping the Earth visible through a tiny window. It takes intentional effort and constant redirection. And without regular checkpoints, it's easy to drift off course. Now, we may be slightly off course much of the time, of course, but if we're intentional, we will eventually get to our destination. So if we're slightly off course for a little bit, it's okay as long as we're realigning consistently. So there is a 5-step daily checkpoint that I pretty routinely share here on the podcast, but I know we have a lot of new listeners, so I want to share it with you again. It's really designed to help you scan your life for potential action points and to position yourself to do work that you'll be proud of later. So while the approach that we're going to describe is introduced in a work context, any and all of these questions can benefit you in any aspect of your life. It's impossible to truly separate your work life from your personal life. So there's little difference between the demands of your time from your job or the demands of your time from your family and friends. You still only have so many resources to go around, and you have to get good at how you allocate them. So feel free to adapt this process I'm going to share today to fit your needs and to help you gain traction on what matters most to you. So first, I recommend that you set aside 10 to 15 minutes each day to perform a daily checkpoint. Now, it could be at the beginning of the day, it could be at the end of the day. It doesn't matter. If you're planning for the next day, at the end of the day is fine. If you're planning for the upcoming day in the morning is fine. But it's just a very simple, very quick exercise to help you calibrate your activity today. Now, many of us, I know, practice the checkpoints that are recommended in the Accidental Creative. So this is just a very simple thing that you can do to calibrate yourself during that time. It's designed really just to help you determine how you're going to engage your day and to predetermine how you handle any obstacles that arise in your path to getting your best work out of you. So it follows a 5-step process, EMPTY. So take out a fresh piece of paper or open a new file and follow the exercises below. So E stands for ethics. You're going to focus on your ethics. Your code of ethics consists of several words that define your engagement, your relationships, and what specific aspects of yourself you're going to bring to your work each day. So I've done a podcast episode about this in the past. If you go to accidentalcreative.com, you do a search for your ethic or ethics or something like that, it'll bring up the episode where it helps you define what those words are for you. But really what you're going to do is focus on what's important to you. What are your values? How are you bringing yourself to what you do every single day? For example, my words are ACHE, artistic, curious, healthy, and energizing. These 4 words describe how I bring myself to what I do. Artistic means I'm always looking for the pattern behind the pattern. I'm always looking to reveal reality to people. Curious means I'm always asking questions. I want to be Captain Ask-a-Lot. I want to be the one always asking the questions in the room, right? Healthy means I always want to leave every place healthier than I showed up. And I always want to bring health wherever I go and model health to those around me. And then E is energizing. I want to bring energy to any environment. I always want to leave an environment more energized than when I arrived. So here's what you're going to do. Once you've written your code of ethics at the top of the paper under this E header, you're going to look at today's appointments, today's commitments, today's tasks. And you're going to take a few minutes to think about all of the things are going to require your effort today. And then consider how you're going to apply your ethic to each of them or the things that you value to them. So as you look at your commitments, how are you going to engage them? So if I have a meeting today, which I do have a meeting later today, how am I going to be artistic as I approach that meeting? How am I going to be curious? How am I going to be healthy? What does health look like in this meeting? What about energizing? How am I going to bring energy to this meeting today? Right? And then consider the potential pitfalls. So are there any items on your list that you know are going to present a challenge to you with regard to living up to your ethic? Maybe there's going to be a really tense meeting. Maybe there's going to be a challenging relationship, a mind-numbing task, whatever it is. Determine in advance how you're going to deal with these challenges when they arise. Don't just go into them haphazardly. Think in advance about how you're going to deal with those struggles. When you strategize in advance, you're far more likely to deal with those difficulties in a healthy way, in a productive way, versus in an unhealthy or destructive way. So consider in advance how you're going to deal with those tense situations and then commit yourself to bringing your ethic to them. Okay, so that's E. You're going to look at your commitments, think about your ethic, and think about how you're going to bring that to what you do. M is for mission. Mission is about your productive passion. So I want you to think about what change will exist today as a result of my efforts. As I look at my calendar, as I look at my commitments, my tasks, what change is going to exist in the world because I engaged today? How are you going to know today was a success? What does success look like for you? Define success today. You know, if you stretch yourself to win the small battles each day, then you will someday find out that you're making important progress on the larger fight. So focus on the right battles. What change is going to exist today? What battle lines are you fighting on today? What isn't already represented? So think about what's not there that should be there with regard to your mission. What have you been meaning to do, but you haven't made the effort to work it into your daily routine? Do you need to add a task, a call, something else today to help you accomplish the mission that you're on? And then what needs to go away? So as you think about your mission, it's not just about what you're doing, it's about what you're choosing not to do. A big part of having a defined understanding of your important battles is knowing when things need to be moved off your plate. So what needs to go away so that you can focus more effectively on what's there? So this is the M heading, the mission heading, okay? So we have ethic, we have mission. The third part of your daily checkpoint is people. Relationships are critical. They're the biggest opportunity for you to add and receive value in your life and your work. So take a minute to consider the relationships in your life, specifically those you'll engage with today. So the first question to ask is, who am I going to engage with today? Who will I interact with today? Take a look at your calendar and your other commitments and think about each of the people that you're going to interact with and the role that you play in that interaction. Consider them, consider what you value about them, consider any outstanding issues that might need to be resolved. Is there anything you need to do today to make sure that you're honoring those relationships effectively? Are there any open relational loops that you need to close? So as you survey your daily schedule, do you see any opportunities to close open loops or to engage in conversations that might help bring better alignment or clarity? Is there anyone you need to re-engage with or reconnect with or write a note to? So think about the people in your life and where your relationship with them stands. And then think about how you can serve others today. Again, think about the people that you're going to encounter. Think about how you can serve them. Think about people that you're going to encounter today that maybe you're not expecting to encounter. How are you going to put yourself in a posture of service to those people? It's easy to allow relationships to slip into autopilot or to take them for granted. So how could you surprise someone today with generosity or encouragement? And this is especially important if you lead other people, right? How can you surprise them with generosity or encouragement today, the people on your team? All right, so that's P. So we have EMP, ethic, mission, people. Number four is T, which is tasks. So this is the nitty-gritty part of your day, really. You make progress only if you engage with urgency and diligence in your tasks. But sometimes the tasks that show up on your list aren't necessarily the ones that should be there. Maybe you inherit tasks from yesterday, or you turn your task list into more of a wish list. So here's how I recommend you remedy that. You're going to focus on your daily priorities. Consider your daily priorities. What absolutely must get done today, and when are you going to do it? If you're able, block off time on your calendar to engage in your most important tasks so that you're not trying to do them in the cracks and crevices of your schedule, but instead, you know exactly when those important priorities are going to be accomplished today. Brilliant work demands dedicated time on your calendar. Okay, so consider your priorities and when they're going to get done today. Then define your projects. It's impossible to solve a problem you haven't defined, and yet many of us drift from day to day with a vague sense of the projects we're responsible for without ever stopping to truly consider the issues at hand. So as you consider the projects you're accountable for, take a few minutes to consider the problems you're actually trying to solve. Now, I realize this may sound a little obvious, but consider that the answers to those questions are going to change frequently. As you do the work, your work is redefined, right? You're solving new problems. As you solve problems, new problems arise. And so your work, if you're doing complex creative work, it's constantly changing. And it's easy to go into autopilot mode and to drift and to think, oh, I know what I'm doing. But really, the work has changed since last week because you're solving new problems now. So take a minute to define your work, to define the projects, define the problems you're actually solving. Do this daily. Don't get carried along by your work. Define it daily. All right, that's tasks. And then finally is why, which is you. In the fray of daily work, it's easy to lose track of yourself. You can easily get caught up in checking things off lists and managing your relationships, and you neglect the small but consequential things that lay the foundation for your future effectiveness. So here are the couple of questions I encourage you to ask each day. Number one, what will I do today to develop myself? Are you learning a new skill? Are you tackling a new passion project? Are you pursuing a specific curiosity? Will you take a risk or try something new today? Commit today to doing something that will stretch you beyond your present bounds and force you to grow. If you do this daily, you will eventually find that the incremental stretching will add up to remarkable growth over weeks, months, and years. But you have to stretch yourself daily. So what are you going to do today to develop yourself? And then what do you need to start moving on? Is there anything that you're feeling a sense of urgency to start? Sometimes you have a nagging sense in the back of your mind that you should be doing something, but then the practical side of you kicks in and begins to edit your thoughts. What if? Well, maybe I should can quickly turn into, well, that's not practical and you just need to focus on what's in front of you. So get started. Today is the day. Then I encourage you to take a few minutes to be grateful. Take a few minutes to think about what you're grateful for in your life. It doesn't matter how much or how little you have. It doesn't matter what opportunities you do or don't have. Just take a few minutes to think about all the things you have versus obsessing about the things that you lack. It has an amazing effect on your ability to be present in your day and to pour yourself fully into your work. And then finally, under this why heading, under the you heading, I encourage you to dream a little. So if you have time left, spend some time dreaming about what you'd like to see happen. In an ideal world, how would you spend your days? In an ideal world, how will today go? Are there latent dreams or ambitions you've allowed to fall to the side? Spend some time thinking about those, dreaming about those. Are there any items that you would add to a kind of like bucket list or before I die list, right? Spend some time thinking about those and considering those. If something comes to mind every single day as you engage in this exercise, it very well might be something that you need to pay attention to. So spend some time each day dreaming. This is really, really important because we can get so lost in the pragmatics, the practicalities of our work that we forget why we do the work to begin with. Spend some time dreaming. So these are the five areas, EMPTY, ethic, mission, people, tasks, and you. If you spend a little bit of time each morning just considering those five areas, it's going to be pretty hard to get off course. You're going to keep the earth in that little window as you're navigating home, right? So try every single day to dedicate a little bit of time to thinking about these things. If you can't do it in full form every day, that's fine. But if you spend enough time, enough days in a row, you're going to find that you're navigating a little closer to where you want to be and that you're not allowing yourself to drift into areas where you're less productive, you're less motivated, and you're getting off course from the core productive passion that drives your best work. So EMPTY, ethic, mission, people, tasks, you. If you live empty, then you will die empty of those regrets that so many people have. Hey, I would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. Or if you like this episode, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts or at accidentalcreative.com/subscribe. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.